These are tough days to decide what to wear in the morning, aren't they? I mean, you're kind of in between those warm days of fall and yet the dead of winter when the ice age descends upon us again hasn't quite arrived yet. So these are days to layer, right? Put on layers of clothes because the mornings are cold, but there's that chance that the sun will come out and warm things up a little bit and you can shed a layer or two. I see it every day with the construction workers over on the job site. They come prepared for cold. Man, they've got bulky layers top to bottom. But then on a nice warm day, those layers get shed one at a time. I see it with the kids on the playground. They come in the morning dressed for the North Pole. But by afternoon recess, they're down to short sleeve t-shirts. It's a season of layers. And it's also how the church introduces Advent to us today, not through layers of clothing, but through layers of scripture. We live out liturgically what we have to deal with every day of our lives, from one end to the other. We gear up with great anticipation to celebrate Christmas and the birth of the child Jesus. And yet our scriptures remind us of the tribulations of the end of time. We hear the voice of the prophet Jeremiah, just anticipating the fulfillment of the great promise that God has made. But we hear the voice of Jesus tell that people will die of fright in anticipation of what is to come. Paul urges us to abound in love here and now, and Jesus encourages us to pray that we have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent. So Advent covers us in layers of scripture so that we can prepare for the gentle Jesus child and the Jesus judge at the end of time, which is all good news, folks, because the situations that we find ourselves in our personal lives, in our daily lives, in this world, are equally juxtaposed. We saw the joy of a holiday parade in Waukesha and in moment overshadowed by tragedy and death. We stand at that hope of the end of this pandemic, and yet we hear this weekend of the uncertainty that surrounds yet another variant. Our country is dealing with political factions and divisions that threaten the very stability of our democracy. Even the church is not immune to uncertainty. Do we revert back to more stable times, or do we trust the Holy Spirit to lead us forward? Every one of us approaches our days just a little bit differently because of our own personal experiences. Whatever it is we're dealing with right now in our lives, in our families, with us personally, it may add us to put on layers of protection because of anxiety, or to shed the layers because things are really good right now. Some days we anticipate something better is to come, and other days we dread what tomorrow will bring. We're confident and grateful for the abundance that we have, but we are fearful of our losses. And if we're honest, we're all probably just a little bit of all of those. And that's why Advent is such a perfect season for us and a perfect season for the church. It reminds us that no matter where we are in the midst of life's experience, no matter what we're dealing with right now at this moment, no matter what decisions await us or what blessings or challenges are around the corner, we're never, ever outside the embrace of God's love. No matter our sinfulness or our saintliness, we're never beyond the reach of God's mercy and forgiveness. No matter how stable and sure we feel at the moment, or how shaky the ground upon which we tread, there's never a moment on our journey that we are not under the watchful care of God's protection. Advent reveals the God whose birth we await and the God who promises to be there at the end of time, and the God who is with us every moment in between. Emmanuel, God with us.